Sunday night, end of the day, it's very late, I'm a multi-person.
In the next couple of weeks, we're going to be doing Erev Tavshilin three times. We'll discuss a little bit about Erev Tavshilin, even though that wasn't the topic of tonight, but we'll leave for Shlomo to still catch up on this topic. Erev Tavshilin. So we have Erev Tavshilin this week. Come again, Sukkos, again, the end of Sukkos. Erev Tavshilin, we know we take our bread and our food. You make the bracha, you say the nusach v'hadin eruva yisharon al nusach there. And with that, you're now allowed to prepare food on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Yom Tov runs into Shabbos. There's no time which is chol to prepare for Shabbos. Therefore, we make Erev Tavshilin and that allows us to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Why? Because, sorry? What did I say? For Yom Tov for Shabbos, yeah. Why? Because people sometimes don't realize, Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook for Yom Tov. If you cook for the next day, even if the next day is Yom Tov, it's awesome. So this year, Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Thursday you cook for Friday, or Thursday you cook for Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that. Just like you can't go on Thursday for next week, you can't cook for a goy, you can't cook for an animal. There's certain tonight, it's going to be cooking for a yid. You're going to cook for a yid to eat the food on that very day of Yom Tov. You can never cook for another day. Just like you can't cook on Shabbos, you can't cook on Yom Tov unless it's full Yom Tov. Could be his derisa cook on Yom Tov if it's not for Yom Tov. That being the case, how do you cook on Friday for Shabbos? And you can't say, do you know what, I'll have all the food in the fridge, because how do you put the soup and the chal and whatever you're having for Shabbos, how do you put on the hot plate? You can't do that on Yom Tov for the next day. So Chazal said, you make an Erev Tavshilin, with that it's okay. So the Gemara Pesachim famously asks, how can a mitzvah drabbonon on Erev Tavshilin be matter daraisa? If we're saying Yom Tov is daraisa, you can't cook on Yom Tov for the next day, what does the Erev Tavshilin have? That's the Takanos Chazal. And the Gemara famously says, Machalek is Rav Chista. How he goes with hoil? What's hoil? Hoil is a word that's thrown around a lot. What does it really mean? Hoil v'ilu mikloi arachem. Maybe guests will turn up. That means when I cook on Yom Tov, you can't fault me and say, oh, it's daraisa. Because maybe a guest will come, they'll be hungry, and I can now serve them delicious hot food. That being the case, you can't guarantee it's asa. You can't say it's asa. You never know. Hoil is enough of a reason to say it's not asa menatera. So the first thing to know is you have to have hoil. Once you have hoil, fine, so every Yom Tov now, I can do whatever I like. No, you're not allowed to have hoil unless it's for Shabbos and you have Erev Tavshilin. So, comes Friday, you want to cook. First thing to know is hoil. When you put it on the challenge, maybe a guest will come and want to eat it. No problem. So I'm allowed to cook. Minatoya. Drabonos asks it. With Erev Tavshilin, it's now going to be mutter. That being the case, you have to cater for the guest. You can't pour on your chicken soup 5 minutes before the end of Yom Tov. So yeah, by the time I have my meal tonight, the middle of Shabbos, Friday night, it'll start bubbling. That's no good. It's got to be ready to eat on Yom Tov. If not, you don't have hoil. If you don't have hoil, you have all the Erev Tavshilins in the world, it's daraisa. So the first thing you know is you need hoil, which Purim brings down from Mount Rome. The only place to give them a minute is always to make early Shabbos when it's Yom Tov Shabbos. So this Rosh Hashanah, Friday afternoon, instead of waiting for the late Zman, they do the early Zman. Why? That way they make sure that you're ready early and all the food's cooked for oil.
Oh, so Shabbos early, though. Before my early Shabbos, I can cook 5 minutes for Shabbos.
Oh, so that was the question I want to get to now. What's the Mishmaru saying? Is he saying, well, let's say this around. Let's give some time. Nach is, let's say, 7 o'clock. I make Shabbos 6 o'clock. So 6 o'clock, Lechadoidi is Shabbos. Can I have hoil at 6:30? No. Hoil means maybe someone would come. Now, Minat Torah, 6:30 is still Yom Tov. I was with Kabbalah Shabbos early. So that hoil that we said is going to be ready on Yom Tov, Klape Shemaim, on a Daraisa level, is still Yom Tov. I'm Noik Shabbos, okay? If you're Mechal Shabbos, there's Noik Yevkorah, it's all Tosefa Shabbos. It's a Mitzvah Rabbonon to add on. It's definitely not real Shabbos. So can hoil be then? Loads of Nafka Minas. Firstly, my food will start bubbling 6:30. I guess when I rock up 6:30, I've got oil. It's Shabbos. So what? Shabbos for you, not really Shabbos. It gets worse, because what happens if I have hoil then, and then I eat the food straight away before real nacht? How does that work?
What am I putting on at 5 to 6? I'm putting on my soup, which is warm, which is cold. I'm putting my chocolate on, which is raw. What am I putting on at 5 to 6?
So whichever one you want. But the nekud is, the nekud is before Shabbos begins, it's got to be ready to be eaten.
If you put it on at 5 to 6 or not, beforehand.
Oh, so if you do, and it's ready after, you have a couple of Shabbos at 6,
yeah.
Min HaTorah, it's Yom Tov.
Yeah.
Having a couple of Shabbos, is it good enough? That's the question. Is it good enough? So, the fact the Mishmur brings down, having a couple of Shabbos early, what does that help you? What, it just gives you more pressure? L'chari, he's telling you, that you have a couple of Shabbos at 6 o'clock, the food is going to be ready, you're not putting on at 5 past 6, it's Shabbos for you. You must put on 5 to 6, and that way, before Shabbos, the real Shabbos, comes about, the food will be cooking.
What's the real Shabbos?
7 o'clock, let's call it.
Sorry, would be cooking or cooked?
Cooked.
Good.
So we're ready for guests to eat. That must be a pshat in the Mishabura, because otherwise what's going on? What do I gain by making Shabbos early? What for? If Shabbos is the cutoff point, you bring Shabbos up in the middle of the afternoon, plaque, 3:30. It doesn't help anyone. It must be you're locking yourself in. You bring in Shabbos, and that way Hoyle now works later, and the food's been ready.
So he's Rosh Cholom, can be said on
the... Yeah, Rosh Cholom's not good. It's got to be, yeah.
He had to be cooked on time for Shabbos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's got to be ready for guests.
Maybe
Ben Drusso will come visit you.
Yeah. Yeah. Steak song, it's going to be rare, that'll be okay.
Yeah.
Right, but it's only possible to be eaten. If it's raw, it doesn't help you.
Yeah, but it's
Machum Ben Drusai. Yeah, it's a good point. It's good. Could be Machum Ben Drusai. Could be. Drusai says it's Mavushal, but it could be Mavushal means even on a lesser level, the guest would. So that's the first thing to know, you've got to have oil. Yeah. So you've got to have oil. Now, there's many different other ramifications. For example, I bought my food, again, let's do our marshal, let's make it 7 o'clock, it's going to be the end of Yom Tov, and Shabbos begins at 7. So my food is ready 6:30, that's great. What about, we light candles. Now, candles, they should really be around when it's dark. The problem is, when you light it, it's not dark yet. So where's the oil on the candles? Maybe a guest will come, and it'll be dark, it's sunny outside, it's not shy oil. Where's the dark situation? But I guess he's going to need candles. So there's a halachah. I just saw a few days ago, Rosh Tevach brings down that since it's a mitzvah to rabbanon to light it, Chazal weaved oil for this mitzvah. Because we said Ben Atariya is okay. It's a bit questionable how it works. I saw someone else wants to give another pshat that close to Shkia is already darkening somewhat, and candles will add light. Which means that you've got oil there as well, your candles are light. Now there's another, back to the first question. We were clearing, can you do oil after you Makabal Shabbos? Right, I'm Makabal Shabbos at 6, 6:30 the food's ready, 7 o'clock is Nacht. Is that good enough? From the candles you see it must be, because you Makabal Shabbos with the lighting candles, where's the oil? After you lit them, it's ready Shabbos. Elomai, oil works once you Makabal Shabbos. So you Makabal Shabbos at 6, you light your candles, a guest would come now, it's still, Minatari is still Yom Tov. Guess what? Beautiful candles. The soup's going to be bubbled in another 5 minutes. For you, it's Shabbos. He can eat no problem without a Kiddush. It's still onto him. So you see, the Hoyal L'Chira works even though you're Makabal Shabbos. Okay. A few other Nafkumis. I'm saying Shaila. What happens if I am eating on Shabbos morning, so I don't need any Chala, nothing. I just need Friday night food. So, we're going to make Erev Tashirin. You can't put the food on Yom Tov for Friday night. At least Erev Tashirin. Again, most of these questions I don't have answers for, but they're good questions. I am now Friday night. I want to have my chicken soup and my chicken, so I put it on. But I know I'm eating my chicken soup and chicken before Nacht. I'm doing early Shabbos, Nacht at 7 o'clock. I'm in bed for 7 o'clock. Do I need Erev Tavshilin? If we're going to say the oil and the whole Dini Erev Tavshilin works with the real Nacht, I'm cooking on Yom Tov.
Well,
Yom Tov, sorry. Okay, as well, I'm cooking Min HaTorah, I'm only... Say they burn on, but I'm lighting Yom Tov, Min HaTorah for Yom Tov. You're right, I made Kiddush, I'll be Mekabal Shabbos, but really it's the Yom Tov.
Is washing dishes need for Erev Tashin?
Yeah, so we're making everything Erev Tashin, we can discuss even rolling the Sefer Torah for the laning the next day. So really we do it across the board. But when I'm needing it for the Malachas, which I'm eating and enjoying and doing, when it's still Yom Tov already, She asked the question. Do you know Tashir? I looked around there. I saw different points being mentioned there, but it's not very clear. It's not very clear. This. Yeah. No, you could say, because once you make a couple Shabbos on a Drabonon level, it's all things interesting. Eretz Yisrael is Drabonon. Now, I'm only doing Drabonons. I'm doing Chazorah. My food's all cooked. I'm putting on my schnitzel on the blech, which is only Drabonon on Shabbos. There's no bishul. So, do I need Eretz Yisrael?
That's a question. Even I haven't shalom Shabbos morning. Only Shabbos morning shalom. Right? I want to put it on Friday morning. I put it on Friday morning anyway, without Eretz Yisrael. I don't need an
extra
shirin.
No, because you're cooking, you're doing bishul.
I can use it for the meal on Friday.
Oh, so that's hoil.
So therefore,
I don't need hoil helps you mend rabba, helps you get the right. So, but Chazal said you can't rely on it without Erev Shirin. So they always require the Erev Shirin. But they required it as a drabonon. Even for drabonons. That's a bit funny.
What? This is what I'm going to use it myself for Friday.
So if you're going to eat on Friday.
If you're short 3 o'clock, I'm going to have some
chocolate. Yeah, so if you eat it on Friday, then you'll be okay. So that brings to the next question. The next question I want to discuss. Should I make an afternoon if I don't need it? Because you never know. I may say, do you know what? I've got a headache. I want to have a tea tonight. I'm going to heat up some water. Maybe, is there an insurance to look after you? Or is it there because you need it? So lighting lights is a machloikas rishonim if you need tashin or not. Machloikas rishonim. The Chonoruch says if you only light a candle, then it's very nagia. Because kids come home from Eretz Yisrael, they buy their parents, they're not doing any melacha. You ask anyone who's got married kids, they don't do anything, everyone knows that. They just come and want to be served. But they're lighting candles. So then they have a machloikas if they have to make tashin. The best is, if the father or the father and whoever it is covers them. I mean, he means they have to share them with them in mind. Give me a mazakri one if you want, a bit of chumrah. Then they're sorted. But samazoi is not so simple by lighting candles what did it's got. Does it have to share or does it not? So, back to Simcha saying, if you are eating on Friday, you are actually eating on Friday, then that's good. That's the first, the whole Mishnah in second parak of Beitza and the Shkhanarach, Tokho Zain starts with his Eitza. So he's here, the Shkhanarach comes all the way around. What was it? I've got me a Tashir and I'm stuck. See, he says, you know what? Make a big pot of Shalom, eat some of it on Yom Tov. Not just Haroma, just a bit. But really, that will be your food. Our meal on Friday is Shalom. And then, you know, probably you've got to leave the pot on. If you take the pot off to serve it, you now can't put it back on. Because you invite it back to. If you take it off, you can't put it back on. Because you put it back on for Shabbos. If everyone's got their challah. You've got to leave it on, serve challah from the pot, and then just leave it there. And then there's no problem. It's Ruv Bishurin, which is normally us on Shabbos, Drabon on the end of his mutar. And therefore, that would be the Eitzah. There's many Eitzahs if you've got Eretz Yisrael. Oh, so it could be as a Ram, which really is not very happy. Talk for Kim Bishur brings down. It's a bit of a Ram, it's a bit of like a joke, a bit of a trick. But if you let it, you legitimately are having John. That's what we'll have, no problem. Then that would work, that would be fine. So then comes the next challenge. Should they make Eretz Yisrael? Should they make it? It's a mitzvah. Mitzvah is Rabbana, why not? What's it on? You can't make a brachas. Big struggle in Rosh Hashanah, make a brachas. No, another bracha and a mitzvah. Or do you say, no, if you know you don't need Eretz Yisrael, don't make it. Now again, there's a discussion in the poskim. And some want to take it further. They say that if you're only doing drabonons, then it could be you don't have a shilin. Most people, let's put chicken soup aside, which is liquid, but most people today, the later generation, everything's ready cooked. We take out the fridge, the chicken, on, whatever else we put on, the kugel on. So you're only doing drabonons. There's no bishul, there's no real bishul. So almost when he's machmir, he adds a cup of water to the charlot. And now he knows he's done bishul daraisa. And that way he's validated his Eftav Shirin prayer. I don't think you have to do it, but it's an interesting idea that how far does the Eftav Shirin work? If it's only Drabonon, then maybe I'm wrong to have made it. Let me ask, if we make Eftav Shirin for Drabonon, this person was very machmeh. Look, I want a cup, a real Eftav Shirin. He has a cup of water to the thing, sorted. What are the points?
Can I wash my dishes
fine
for Shabbos?
Hoyle. No, well, you mean because you've got till 7, till nach. There's time till nach. Then yeah, there's time till nach. Yeah, I guess my. And do you know? I guess my tekka come and a dish. They want a drink. Sure, you obviously want a drink. Yeah, I'm making late Shabbos. Here, no problem. Have a drink. A cup of coke. So it's.
I don't have to use the bowl.
Yeah, as long as it's shut. Yeah, okay, someone comes. But the Mishmur points out, you've got to be. The time frame has to be real. If it's 5 minutes to Nacht, 3 minutes, no one's coming. It's got to be a substantial amount of time. 10 minutes maybe. He doesn't give an amount of time. But he certainly shouldn't be cooking his raw when Nacht rolls in. So he'll be ready tonight for the Friday night meal. That's never good. You always must have oil to allow it to work in the first place. Interesting shayla as well. I actually had this one year. I tried it. I'm going to use cholent. Great. So I had, I think it was just the meat was cooked. I was going to add the rest on Yom Tov. But I had cooked meat in my pot. Now, this cholent, I want to take this cholent on Friday and heat it up for Shabbos. Why am I allowed to do that? Because where is that shilin?
Sorry,
I had cooked meat. I was going to heat it up on Yom Tov and then add to it beans and potatoes, whatever, on Friday. This meat, why am I allowed to put it on the flame? Because of Erev Tavshilin. But this is the Erev Tavshilin. This is the Erev Tavshilin. Now, if you would need this cold, it's only a valid Erev Tavshilin because you heat it up. But you only allowed to heat it up because of Erev Tavshilin. So have a gagal achoyza. You're heating it up because you want it to be a valid Erev Tavshilin. But you're only allowed to heat it up because you've got Erev Tavshilin, which this is the Erev Tavshilin. L'chari you can. If you'd have it cold, the meat, if you would have challah meat cold, not something I've tried, then for sure it's okay. But it's an interesting question. What happens if there's a certain type of food that you couldn't have cold? It's awful cold. The whole heta to make it edible is by the heta shir. So how does it work? There's gagal achoyza. Can you rely? And one of the minogim, the minog used to be to use an egg. As Mishmura says, he's used it in choshev. He says fish or meat. But another man in egg is eggs are generally eaten cold. So you don't have any of these problems. So if you're over chacham and you see shalom meat, you may run into other shailas. How does it work? Interesting chat. Maybe the guva that had to heat up is the of shilin, but the shilin is only that wants to heat it up. How do you view it? What other shailas do we have? Oh, finally, interesting shaila. Someone forgot. Everyone knows what you forget. The number one, it's a relander off. If you forgot multiple times, you're not allowed to rely on the Rav, you're pesha, you're silly, you're just lazy, why didn't you forget? What happens if you don't have the Erev Tavshilin? So you call up your neighbor and say, listen, when there's the Erev Tavshilin, can you be moed to me? He says, yeah, no problem, that would work. Why would it work? Because every time you make Erev Chatzeres, Erev Tchumin, you're always allowed to make for someone else, no problem. If that's the case, why by the Rav I get one shot? It's Gila, I called up the Rav, said, I'm Mr. Lazy, I always forget, please you make Erev Tavshilin for me every time. It would work, my neighbor. Why by the Rav suddenly doesn't work? Doesn't seem very fair. So there's different machlokes in Lechayev Mishbura and Aruch HaShulchan here. Mishbura learns that Chazal didn't allow the Rav to do it for you. It means a neighbor does it for you, does it for me, a fine a few people. But in a collective way, for everyone who forgets, they said no. It doesn't work. It wouldn't work. Chazal took it away. That's what Mishbura learns, which means I'm better off going to my neighbors. If I ever forget, will you cover me? Rather than the Rav. Because the Rav Chalat didn't let. My neighbor's just my neighbor. It's for one person. That would work. Now, Rav Shulchan has different mahalach. He says no. He says that if you would go to the Rav would have kavanah for you. Yeah, it would work. There's got to be specific kavanah. He says, fine, what's your name? Fine, I'm doing it for you. But when you're generally after shir for whoever forgets, that only works once if you're not pesher. But if you're pesher continuously, then that wouldn't work. So it's two mahalachim in the how it works. Okay. Yeah,